It's 100.1 FM, WRHI AM 1340, about 58 degrees. Beautiful, gorgeous day today. It's 21 before the hour.
It is so nice to see, once again, the annual visit of Jim Armour, Jim Austin. They are in charge of the barbecue cook-off for the Come See Me Festival. The Good morning, gentlemen.
Jim's times two is in the house.
Good morning, ladies and germs.
We're working on that. I wanted to see that. What's a Come See Me Festival without a barbecue cook-off, right?
Really?
That's true. We look forward to it every year. We have a lot of the same teams come back every year, and they look forward to it. So, and plus we get to eat some good barbecue.
That's right.
That's what this is really all about. It's not about the competition. It's not about the rub. It's not about the cooker and smoker. It's really about eating the barbecue.
That's a fact.
Once they finish on Saturday and they bring all their barbecue to the tent to be judged, they bring it in a little box.
Oh, yeah.
And it's absolutely amazing because you got 20 teams that cook barbecue, and each one of them's different. I mean, the taste is
presentation
just
also
hard to
is
believe
very big.
You can, it's the same thing. But it's our favorite time of the event because they put everything after they judge it on the table.
We call it the grazing table.
So we get to go by and sample everything right there on the table. So
what's the most unusual barbecue? Because tasted it with or flavored it with or something like
that. Well, it's really the wood they cook it with. Yeah, you got hickory and mesquite, but people use apples, apple wood, cherry wood. Has its own flavor, and then they each one has their own special rub, which is a
little secret recipe.
Yes. I can't tell you, I have to kill you.
That's right. And usually the rubs are a little different, so it's but all of it's good.
Is it really a competition here to win the best or something like that? Is it so competitive?
Do you get a golden pig at the end of the trophy?
These guys are members of an association, each event they score points, and it's like
sanctioned racer.
And at the end of the year they crown the annual champion. It's a big deal.
You get the golden hoof, don't you?
Golden pig or something.
Or the big pig.
The snout of the year.
That's exactly right.
How far away do people come from to come to the Come See Me Festival barbecue cook-off?
No, we've had teams come. They're mostly from North and South Carolina. But we've had some come from Georgia. But, we'll have them from Charleston, the Charleston area, and in the North Carolina, Greenwood area. But right now we have between 15 and 20 teams, which is a good number.
Two tablespoons of barbecue from 15 teams is like...
Let me tell you something, girl.
It's a lot of food.
I was a judge one year. It's a fabulous...
Oh, you want to be a judge this year?
You want to be a judge?
Yeah. Lindy and I were judges, and this is what happened to this. A taste barbecue, and Lindy said, get behind me right now.
That's right.
Are we the best barbecue in the South? I mean, are we the best barbecue in the nation here in South and North Carolina? Because, you see Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives with Guy, and he goes to all kind of places. Some bowling alley, the guy goes... Come here, man. I'm cooking a pig right here besides number 10. It's great and stuff. Are we the best barbecue in the nation?
Well, it was invented here.
Okay.
It goes all the way back. And so you'd build a fire here. You could make a pit with anything. Dig a hole in the ground and make a pit.
Sure.
And so you could dig a fire here, build a fire here, take the ashes, put it under the coals, and put it under the meat. And it was just, it was invented here. There's some great barbecue in South and North Carolina, and I'm partial. I think ours is the best, especially around Lexington.
Do you like that mustard sauce?
I'm more of a red pepper vinegar.
Okay.
I'm more of an Eastern.
Let's talk about Friday nights.
Jim, what about Friday night?
Oh, yeah.
Friday night, we do anything but.
Mm-hmm. Which is anything but.
Anything but pork.
Now, they could use bacon to season something or something, but the main part of the dish.
What we do is we'll sell tickets. Tickets are $1 a ticket. And of the 15, 20 teams that we have, each one of them will do a dish. You take your ticket by and give it to them, and they'll give you a sampling of what they've cooked. The judges that you were talking about will come by, and they'll judge them all, and we'll award them an award. Yeah. But we also have what we call the People's Choice Award, and it's a real...
whoever's got the most tickets.
Yeah, we'll count each booth's tickets, and we'll give them the People's Choice Award.
That's a good way to do it.
It's a good event.
So anything, what's some of the dishes we've done there?
Like shrimp, right? People do shrimp stuff. Yeah.
Shrimp grits is a big
one. They'll do Brunswick stew, shrimp and grits.
One guy does a gourmet mac and cheese, which is excellent.
Oh, my God.
Which is good.
Too bad I have to be there with Glenn and Glenda, and I'll be very excited to try some of these.
I figured out why you volunteered for this all of a sudden.
We've even had boiled peanuts.
Really?
Somebody did boiled peanuts. 6:30?
It starts at 7.
All right. The barbecue cook-off then on Saturday starts 10 a.m. That's part the next day as far as judging and people's choice as well, right?
It works. Friday night.
That's the anything buts night.
Friday at 5 o'clock, we have a cook's meeting.
Oh, okay.
And the
like a driver's meeting, except for the cooks.
That's right. And then after the cook's meeting, we'll give each team 6 butts, Boston butts.
Okay.
And then they'll cook those all night.
Mm.
The next morning, it's funny, you'll get there the next morning, they've got tents around their table where nobody can see them.
Secret stuff.
It's all secret. Well, anyway, the next morning at 10, they'll have to turn in and they'll have judging. And
okay.
They'll be official judges from the South Carolina Barbecue Association.
How wild does it get overnight while they're cooking the pig?
Not that wild. They're sleeping a lot.
People are very serious, aren't
they? We're getting old. We'll be in bed.
That's right. We'll see them in the morning.
And we'll pick it up after the judging. They'll chop everything up. We'll pick it up, and then we'll sell it.
Starting at 3.
Starting at 3 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah, the awards are going to go out at between 1 and 2. We're going to talk about that.
Can you have barbecue for every single meal? Is that possible? Can you do breakfast barbecue, lunch barbecue,
yes,
dinner barbecue, mid-afternoon snack barbecue, late night? Yeah. Can you?
We've been doing this for years, and a lot of times we'll have some left over. So I ate it for about a month.
There you go.
No doubt.
I appreciate the honesty.
And I told you earlier I had to go out of town, so I will take some barbecue with me out there.
Y'all are
You're the most popular
awesome.
Guy.
Y'all are barbecue guys.
That's why
Well, this is going on all at Winthrop Lake, and I think you're going to be able to follow your nose, right?
Right.
I mean, it's going to be amazing. Oh,
yes. These are like the barbecue ambassadors.
They are. Yeah,
you know that? Y'all like to talk about to people who want to come up and compare things and how you do things, and people, somebody like me who's just getting into it. I know John Reinhardt does this. Alan's a pretty good barbecuer. And
anybody
like
who got a smoker for Christmas is like, let's go over there.
The thing about it, barbecue is not putting hamburgers and hot dogs on a grill.
No,
it's not too late to get another team in.
That's right.
Really?
Oh.
Well, no. We always got room for one more.
Who provides the Boston butts to give
we
you?
Do.
We
oh,
do.
Okay.
Yeah. But you had to provide the entry fee.
Okay.
What's the entry fee?
$250.
Okay. Boom. Pretty
and
good.
If you want to do ribs, it's an extra $25 and you provide your own ribs.
We might want to start. This might be a little above our level.
I don't know.
We might want to do the junior. So I think we might want to do the junior competition first.
Let's just taste it.
Yeah.
We'll just go do that.
This is great. This really says it to me here. Will anybody have any sweet tea or anything like that, or potato salad or something like that, just as a side? Doesn't have to be in the competition, but you got to have that.
Well, the thing is behind it is we'll sell the barbecue starting at 3 o'clock for people coming out for the tailgate.
You bet.
Right.
And we sell a pound for $7, which is a great.
It's cheap.
Cheap.
That really is.
It is.
And they can buy sandwiches, $3 each, or 4 for $10.
Okay.
So
there's a little slaw in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Now bring your own.
Bring your own condiments and things.
BYOC.
BYOC.
Bring your own condiments.
That's not bad because you're asked to bring that for the tailgate party. That's sort of what it's all about. All right, Jim Armour, Jim Austin. Nice to see you.
The
so
Jims!
Great.
Right. Sorry, you were gonna give it a little. Yeah.
I thought you were going on there.
No, that was it. I was just saying the Jims.
All right. Well, terrific. I can't wait till tomorrow night. It's gonna be at Winthrop Lake for the Anything Butts.
Right.
We'll try anything and do people's choice with our tickets. Then the next day, we're going to watch the winner of the barbecue competition, and then you can go and get their barbecue at 3 o'clock to eat.
Exactly.
That's fine.
Nice.
And the weather's going to be really nice.
It is.
Perfect.
It is.
We love barbecue like Peter loved the Lord.
There you go.
Right. Yes.
Write that one down.
I do. I like that. Stay tuned for more Come See Me Festival coverage presented in part by Hagee Jewelers and Infinite Wellness. Thank you, Jim Armour, Jim Austin. We'll see you out there at the barbecue competition at Winthrop Lake this weekend.
We look for you.
Thank you, guys.
The official voice of the Come See Me Festival at 100.1 FM WRHI.